I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Human Rights Watch reports basic human rights in Iran deteriorated considerably since 2005. These reports dovetail with the new edicts forbidding conversion from Islam. Sat7's David Harder says Sat7 airs an Iranian Christian broadcast that reaches places where traditional ministry is very difficult.
It's really a wonderful way to encourage individual Christians and to help build them up in the faith. And certainly these developments in Iran show that people need to be praying. We're fortunate in the West. We have many freedoms. We have freedom to worship as we want or not to worship.
Next, Purpose Driven Ministries' Kay Warren is on a mission. She's working to help stop the ravages of HIV/AIDS in Africa with a stop in Rwanda. In her latest visit, the peace team found the Rwandan government is launching new initiatives to fight the disease. It's here that the church's involvement is crucial. By overcoming stigma and opening their doors to meet community needs, it's one step towards sharing the true source of peace. The first peace team will visit Rwanda later this spring. And the birth of a new radio station is almost a reality. Transworld Radio believes the granting of a frequency is just days away in Benin, West Africa. The antenna and building are ready. They only need a license and transmitter. TWR Stephen Boichi Adam says radio is a friend of Africans.
People are really able to afford radios. And so it's an instrument which actually is very useful to our Africans.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul. It's likely to stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.